Hello, I'm Phil Little, the host of the Private Investigator Experience podcast, where along with my co-host, Wade Little, we talk about the life and cases of a PI. But on this post, it's my weekly wrap-up, where I look at world events that might affect us in our communities. Now, in my over 50 years of law enforcement and private investigation, I've spent a lot of time on what we would call risk assessment in the private sector and crime prevention in the public sector. I learned from my own experiences that we need to know everything we can about a decision we are going to make so we don't create a new problem or two by trying to solve a current problem. Due to my background in the Middle East, I am asked what I think about what is going on in the Israel-Hamas war and will it affect us here. Many go on with the question, what should I be doing to protect and prepare for my family's safety? I'm amazed with the time we live in, with all the technology, that so many people do not really know what is going on. Couple that with the hijacking over the last 20 years of our education system. We have little robots or talking heads going around saying, the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And they have no clue about what they're saying. Brainwashed and ignorant people are the greatest danger to our freedom and government of the people and by the people. A country with that kind of people is a pushover for a totalitarian takeover. So the question I'm being asked is, what can I do to become proactive? The first thing I tell them is to become knowledgeable about current events. What caused them? Not just what seems to be on the surface. Do your own research. Become your own investigator. Don't rely on someone else's opinion. Come out of the crowd and realize that your safety and security for you and your family will be in a large part due to your becoming proactive, for the government can't always protect you. And many times, the government agenda is not in your best interest. On all our cases, we do an action plan where we analyze the objective and then decide step by step an investigative plan, starting with the most obvious things first and eliminating them or finding some answers that help us toward the conclusion of our case. The current Israel-Hamas war, we have to look to the origins, and that's going to take us back several thousand years. This wasn't just a recent problem. This is an account of the family line of Abraham's son from the Bible. And I happen to believe, as you know, from a biblical worldview, and I happen to believe the Bible is true, and God is who he says he is. Now, we have to go all the way back to the beginning of the Bible, Genesis 21, and we see a story in Genesis 21 that Ishmael was born to Abraham before he actually had his son Isaac by Sarah. And 13 years later, after Ishmael was born, Isaac was born and became Abraham's sole heir. And Ishmael and Hagar, his mother, were banished to the desert, though God promised that Ishmael would rise up a great nation of his own. And then the next step we see in that is in Genesis 25, when Isaac had married Rebekah, and she became pregnant with twins, and she said the babies jostled each other within her, and she said, what is happening to me? So she went to inquire of the Lord, and verse 23, that chapter 25, the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger. The older that was going to serve the younger was Esau. Jacob was the younger. Jacob was the child of the line of Israel. And from Esau's line, there came the Arab world. So this is a history of, now that's where all this problem right now started, between the Arab and the Jewish nations. Sometimes I have a client come to me and they have the problem they think figured out. All they want me to do is confirm. In the majority of those cases, they turn out to be wrong, for they made their conclusion on untruths or misinformation. The problem we're facing in the current situation is to fall for the theory that this problem with Israel and its neighbors started with the founding of Israel in 1948, and that Israel stole Arab land. Let me say again, for this is not about one waste over the other for me. I have friends in the Arab world, many great people, and close like family. And the fight is not about, though, what I think but it is about who decides what lands people get. And that's not me or you that decides that. That's God, as laid out in his covenant with Abraham from the Bible, that the lands that, and it's all mapped up. If you Googled the Holy Land or Abraham's covenant with God, you would find the outline, and you would be amazed to see the land that God actually gave to Abraham. I happen to believe that there's good and evil in the world. That started from the foundation of God forming the world and creating the Garden of Eden and forming Adam and then Eve, his wife, who were given dominion over it. And they were actually walking and talking with God. He would come down in the evening. There was no evil in the world at that time. But there was a tree in the middle of the garden they were told, don't eat of. And along comes Satan, that fallen angel Lucifer, who said to Eve, woman, oh, you don't really think God said that you shouldn't eat of that, did you? He wouldn't say that. He deceived her. And then the fall came with both she and Adam eating of that tree. And ever since that time, Lucifer, the fallen angel, has been trying to deceive and overthrow the world and eliminate God. And every time he has failed, and he will fail this time also, all down through history. Every time he goes up against God, he loses, and everyone with him on his side of the devil loses. So I'm on Team God. I'm on the winning team. I have the end of the book. I know what's going on and know what the answer is going to be. What is wrong with so many people who see the evidence of the evil done on October the 7th, who see the underground tunnels from hospitals, schools, homes, and businesses, who see weapons hidden in hospitals, schools, mosques, who see Hamas terrorists throwing citizens of Gaza from the tops of buildings who dare stand against them, seeing Hamas terrorists stealing current aid trucks at gunpoint from the aid workers in Gaza, who see Hamas shooting up the convoys of Palestinians trying to flee northern Gaza? I could go on and on. What is wrong with people today who support this brutal terrorist group? They're deceived, maybe some unknowingly, and many knowingly going along with what the world around them is saying and being quiet. Silence in the face of evil is supporting evil. Why do I know as an investigator who will be the winner in any of this conflict? I have God's view and what he says will happen and who will win. I would encourage you to find out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Check out the facts. Let's do just a little look here at the last 2.5 months approximately since October the 7th. Number one, the brutal attack on Israel causing this war. Number two, Israel responds, and after finding the results of the massacre, brutal massacre of close to 1,400 people and over 4,000 wounded, 250 kidnapped and taken back to Gaza, they said, we will wipe Hamas from the face of the earth. Hamas has thought, with all the hostages and having the citizens of Gaza as human shields, that Israel would be stopped from major responses. They were wrong. Number four, Israel started a bombing campaign and at the same time warned the citizens of Gaza to move to the south for safety. Hamas used force to try to stop them. Five, Israel's aggressive military actions caused Hamas to offer hostages for pause in the fighting. They released women and children, but with 20 of the women and children still in captivity, plus the men, Hamas reneged and started bombing again. Number six, Israel responded with increased action in the north and south and have eliminated Hamas militarily and civil infrastructure. Seven, Israel, well, listen to this. Israel has done more than any country could be expected or has done that I'm aware of in the past to save civilian lives. And they have continued to provide humanitarian aid to help the Palestinian people. The lies that are put out about the innocent people that are being killed indiscriminately is just a lie. This is war, folks. This is war. And in the United States, when we went to eradicate Afghanistan, many more civilians were killed than in this war. And number eight, Qatar, just recently, in the last days, has expelled the leaders of Hamas after Israel directed Mossad to find them and kill them. Turkey had also expelled leaders from there after they saw the videos of the massacre. They're on the run and have dropped from sight and shut down all communications, trying to disappear. Remember how all this started many thousands of years ago? Well, what will trigger a war, a big war from Bible prophecy, where many countries will move to try and destroy Israel? And Israel is left standing alone with everyone distancing themselves and not defending them. You know, I thought that will never happen. America will never desert Israel with our history with Israel and America. But now, with the leadership in America and the fast worldwide rise of anti-Semitism, I can see how this could occur. Wake up, my friends. Events are moving fast. And the world change is accelerating at a pace we haven't seen. Here are some recent facts from a survey by the Palestinian Center for Political Research. And it points out the problem in finding a peaceful solution and a two-state solution is really not in their thinking. 82% of the Palestinians in Judea and Samaria justified the atrocities of October the 7th. Can you imagine that? 70% of the Palestinians in Samaria and Judah think that armed terrorism is the solution to ending occupation, and a large majority supports the establishment of armed groups to fight the settlers. 90% want Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, to resign, and 60% called for the complete disbandment of the Palestinian Authority. And support for Hamas has more than tripled with the Palestinian people since this atrocities on October the 7th. The only hope we have is for more of us to step out of the crowd, stand with God and His plans for the world, let the truth be known. Will you stand with me? I know the issues we're facing are deeply ingrained in our minds and hearts, and there are not simple solutions. But we need to have a sense of urgency in the time we are living in. Will you put on your investigator hat and join me in searching for the truth? If you would help me get this message out, please hit the like and share buttons and subscribe and hit the notification bell for when more posts will be posted. I would welcome your comments, and you could leave them on any of the podcasts or YouTube platforms. And you can email me at plittlepi777@gmail.com. Until next time, may God bless you, your family, and may God bless America. Stay safe.